Wow!
Woo. Hold on to that, and that's a good one.
Since 1984.
Tight Lines with Sammy Lee.
Can big bass be taken during the summertime on topwater lures? Well, according to my guest today, they can. Hello, this is Sammy Lee. Charlie Campbell will continue telling us how to take them on top after this.
It's the last sound you want to hear when you'd rather be on the water. A tow truck hauling you in because the brakes on your boat trailer failed. Don't let this happen. Make sure your trailer is equipped with unique functional products. UFP, America's leading manufacturer of boat trailer brakes and braking systems.
So how come your trailer didn't have UFP brakes?
So how come you can't mind your darn business?
Unique functional products from people dedicated to making things happen.
For the past few programs, Charlie Campbell of Forsyth, Missouri, has been sharing some of his knowledge on how to catch bass, and I mean big bass, on topwater lures like the Zara Spook. But like with any bait that's manufactured, there's usually a right and a wrong way to fish each bait. But how about the Zara Spook? Does Charlie have any certain ways that he prefers to work this bait to catch fish? Well, that's a question that I ask him.
A Zara Spook is a type of lure that we work it mainly by throwing up a past brush. If we see a brush pile, a log, or a stump, you don't throw it on top of it and let it hit right on top of it. You throw maybe 5 to 10 foot past it, and then you walk it up to it. I usually do what they call walking the dog. You slowly walk it up to it. And if you want to get around the back of it, you half step it. And the way that we do a half step is you jerk it and you have loose line, and as it plugs, the nose slides one direction. Mm-hmm. Then you jerk it back, and as it gets about halfway back, you jerk it again, and it makes it just go one way, and it'll actually walk away over to one side, and that way you can get it in behind logs, trees, and things. And then when you get it back there, then you half step it the other way and come all the way back around it, and then you can stay around it that way. Usually a fish will watch the plug, and I'll come around the bush or log or something, and just as you get where you think you're about to leave it, then I'll make two or three little quick jerks. The fish think it's going to get away from them, and they'll bust it.
I'll be back with more Tight Lines after this. I'll conclude my visit with Charlie Campbell next time, so I hope you'll be sure to join us. I'm Sammy Lee, and until next time, Tight Lines.
Tight Lines, brought to you by UFP,
America's leading maker of brake systems for boat trailers.
And by Fishmate,
the ultimate fishing app for your smartphone.
If you like Facebook, you'll love the Sammy Lee page on Facebook. Check out me, Sammy Lee, even more lovable than ever, on Facebook.com.